join the Air Force and see the world. Well, that's kind of how the recruiting poster reads. Well, Brian's Al Hansen hadn't seen it all, but darn near.
Townsville, Australia, New Guinea, Moratai, Finchhoven, Nadsab, Hollandia, Port Moresby, Borneo.
Oh, that's not all.
Philippines, Mindoro, Mindanao, Manila, Lady Guff, Subic Bay, Lingayen Guff, Peleliu. That was a bad place.
Hey, Al's not finished yet.
Angar, Okinawa, Aishima, where Onipai was killed, Tachikawa, Atsuki, Yokohama, Korea, Sapporo.
And that's just all he could recall last week. You see, Alfred Hansen saw World War II from the air as a radio radar operator for the 5th Air Force, 55th Troop Carrier Command.
I communicated with the ground and relayed messages between the captain or the navigator to the base. I'd report our positions, every 30 minutes, where we are in case we got shot down or hit a storm or run out of gas.
It was an exciting way to experience the war for Al Hansen. It was exciting, but very dangerous.
Some of them, you'd come right over the trees, hit the ground and hit the runway, and when you get to the end, you better be up. And a lot of these runways, fighter planes and bombs, they couldn't land them because they were too short. And maybe the ocean was right there too. We was flying into Manila. Manila was still on fire, and there were ships out in the Manila Bay, smoking, sinking. And we came in, and the right engine started acting up. We had troops on there, started acting up. But he called the tire and said, "We're coming in. You got to get in the pattern." Well, there was B-25s, P-47s, P-51s in this pattern. He said, "They better look out because we're coming in. We're loaded." And he just slipped right in that pattern and dropped down on that ground.
Now, the plane that Al Hansen helped navigate was called a troop transport, but troops were not the only cargo. No, not by a long shot.
We hauled Japanese prisoners, nurses, gasoline, 5-gallon cans, bombs, jeeps, paratroopers, just everything imaginable.
The war was over. The Japanese had surrendered, but Al Hansen's work was not done. His next stop, Japan.
When we landed there, had a meeting a couple days later, said, "You are no longer flying for the United States government. You are flying for the Japanese Imperial Air Force." They turned our squadron over to the Japanese. And a couple days later, every one of our planes, right across the top, Imperial Couriers. We hauled these officials around to all these different places. That was interesting too. And some of those guys could speak English as well as you and I. And I enjoyed that.
Al Hansen and his three brothers were the proud sons of deaf parents from Baytown, Texas. They were proud parents who sent all four of their sons overseas to fight for their country. Proud, and we should be proud too. I'm Tom Turbeville. From Eason Conn, Attorneys at Law, this is Bravo Brazos Valley.